So, Zach here, we're in Khanal Khalili, and I'm with my new friend Mohammed, and we're in his favorite little tea shop, and he's enjoying some shisha, and I'm having some tea, and he was nice enough to show me the
mosque.
What's the name of the mosque?
Maya Sheikh Mosque.
And
the city gate as well, Bab Zawayla.
And the city gate, and we walked around the market. And he's actually going to help me get a haircut.
He already said all details. Huh?
Yeah. And he's got you. Tell me about your workshop.
I have a workshop. I make inlaid boxes, okay? That's where I work and where my kids that work and inherited from my dad, okay? That's family generation. We generate delivery to other generation. I'm going to shoot, you know. I make jewelry boxes, backgammon, and the chess set, inlaid work.
And how long have you been making those?
All my life, since I was a kid, okay? Because I told you that was my father working. Okay?
So your father taught you... Just a second. There's some guys playing dominoes right now.
That noise here.
So your father taught you how to do it?
Yeah, my father taught me how to make it, yeah. And now I'm teaching my children as well, okay?
How long did it take to learn how to make jewelry boxes before you could make them well?
To be honest, at least you need from 3 to 5 years to make it well, okay?
Yeah.
And it's a very long process. It goes to many different places, not to only one place. Okay, everyone has his own professional career to make something. Mm-hmm.
And how long does it take you to make one box, usually?
To be honest, we don't make each box separate, okay? We make each bunch together, okay? Each 20 pieces together. Mm-hmm. There's some very high quality, very fine quality. Those 20 pieces might take like 3 months working.
Okay.
But there's a cheaper quality, you can make them in only 2 days.
Yeah. So, and...
Plus that...
Yeah.
My father taught me how to make the jewelry boxes, but he was curious as well to send me to school and to teach me, okay? Yeah. I'm high graduate. I have a law degree.
Law degree, wow.
I'm supposed to be a lawyer, but I don't practice. That was my father's wish. He asked me to study law. Mm. I already studied it, but I didn't ever work as a lawyer because I didn't ever want to work as a lawyer. Oh. But I have a law degree, and I have a bar membership as well.
So he made you study, but then you just decided not to practice.
Of course, yeah. But listen, the education is very important. Yeah. It's very important to be qualified, okay? To have a certificate from the university. And I'm doing the same thing with my children, okay? I teach them how to make the jewelry boxes, mm-hmm. but at the same time, I send all of them to school, okay? Mm-hmm. I teach all of them. My older kid is at the university now. He's studying social work.
Wow.
And the other kid is at high school, and my younger daughter, she's still at primary school, elementary school.
Do you have a wish for them? Do you want them
of
to follow the business?
Of course, I wish them to be something in the community, like doctors or high professionals. Doctors or teachers and police officers, it's very top professions here, okay? Of course, I wish one of them to do that. Mm. But at the same time, I know that living is very tough here. That's why I have to teach them crafting, to help them and to support them with their education as well.
Yeah. Does your oldest son want to be a social worker, or he hasn't decided yet?
He hasn't decided yet, and actually didn't even want to study social work. But you see, it was on his grade at high school. He didn't get high grade, okay? So he couldn't submit a faculty of medicine or engineering, okay? His grade was enough to study in social work, okay? But I don't think he wants to be a social worker. Mm. And plus that, you know what? He's still at grade 3, has 1 more year to go, and plus that, he has to do his military service. Last evening, he was speaking to me that he wants to get married. I fought with him. How come he would open a house now? He's still young, huh?
Yeah, he's 20, right?
He's 20, yeah. He closed 20 in January.
How long has he had a girlfriend? Like how?
He just met him 2 weeks ago.
He's
still adult, okay?
Yeah.
He's too fast, okay? He's still adult. I told him, don't worry, don't be in a rush. You will forget her tomorrow, and then you will meet many other girls. You're still young.
Yeah.
And marriage decision, it's not easy to be taken now, okay? And when I got married, I was 29 years old. He's still 20, okay?
Yeah.
He still has at least 8 years to go to get before he get married.
Yeah.
And I never let him get married before he find a job first, okay?
Yeah.
I'm not going to fund him all his life and his wife as well.
Yeah, yeah. And did he still lives at home?
Yes, all of them. All of them
at home. So... This is my first time in Egypt, and I think it's really...
the last time. I'm sure you will be back again.
Yes, yes. For my friends at home, other travelers, what would you tell them about visiting Egypt? Like, What?
Egypt is very safe, and it's a great country. Mm-hmm. Everybody has to come to Egypt. Egypt is the history, the oldest and the first country in the history, more than 70,000 years old. If you haven't seen Egypt, then you haven't seen anything in the world.
Yeah.
Please, everybody come. Plus, that tourism is very important source for us, for living standard of our
How do you say it?
For the, it's a very important source for the national income, okay?
Yeah.
We can't live without tourists, okay?
Yeah.
So please, everybody has to come. Egypt is very safe. People are very friendly. We love our guests a lot, and we treat them good. And don't ever listen to what the media say about Islamophobia.
Yeah.
This is not true, okay?
Yeah.
Here we don't have our very peaceful people. Don't ever listen to what the media say. We love our guests. We respect our people. And that's what our religion taught us, to respect our guests, at least while they are with us.
Yeah, I found that people here are very friendly, and like people will just come up to you and welcome you and shake your hand.
Try to offer you help, okay?
Well, no, I mean, I feel like a lot of the gestures are very genuine, and nobody's asking for anything. What? Maybe a little bit more hot water. Same tea. I don't need more tea.
No. He has to bring different cup.
Oh, he does.
I bring you other cup. Hat kubay tanya. Ramadan. Kubay chai ten. Sugar bar.
I was talking to some people from other Middle Eastern countries like Iraq, and they said about Egypt that Egyptian people are like the cool people of the Middle East. Like, they're very friendly, and they learn a lot about Egyptian culture from movies and music and stuff.
Yeah.
So is there something unique that you feel about Egypt versus other, like, Syrians or Jordanians or something?
We all are Arabs. We all are like brothers, okay? We like each other. We have nothing, no bad feeling against another.
Yeah.
And plus that, Egypt is the leader of Arabic countries, okay?
Mm-hmm.
It's us who taught the other how to read, how to write. We use that. We still send our professor to teach them, okay, all kind of lives and all kind of subjects. And plus that, we have great cinema production here.
Yeah.
So all of them knows a lot about Egypt, more than we know about them from our movies.
Yeah. That's very good. Well, we'll talk a little bit more when we see your jewelry boxes.